Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we Zoom with Kip Moore. His brand new album, Wild World, was just getting set to come out when he visited with us on the morning of May the 26th, 2020. We would talk about the recording process. We would talk about not being able to tour right now and a very unique location where he's been for the last couple of months. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Kip Moore. That is brand new from Kip Moore. She's Mine on 650 AM WSM and a full album, Wild World, out this Friday. We are Zooming this morning on Coffee, Country, and Cody with Kip Moore. And good morning, my friend. You have an interesting background. Where are you this morning?
I'm in the Red River Gorge right now doing a little rock climbing.
Joe Smith has been enamored by your quarantining location.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a good one, man. I've got a little place here. And I've been here for about 3 months. Now.
Wow. Well, the first time I heard the single, I loved it from the get-go, and the energy on that song is infectious. And then when I learned that you pretty much recorded the whole album live with the band in studio rather than piecing it together, it all made sense, because it's hard to replicate that energy if you're not doing it live, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, the thing with me, though, is I've always recorded that way. But I even went smaller this time around, where a lot of times I was just tracking with a three piece. Mm-hmm. So there's no wasted space when you record in that capacity. So I didn't record with the band and then go and add a whole bunch of computerized tracks. Like it's all just, you know, we rehearsed like crazy before we went in. I had, some other session musicians like Tom Bukovac and Rich Brinsfield to come in, and but it was at all times the most we were tracking it was four people in the room. Yeah. So it was it's got so much space on the record.
Yeah, it's got a, I think you'll get the Rolling Stones reference. It's kind of got an Exile on Main Street quality to it, where if you listen back, you can hear some of the warts in it, but anybody who's a fan is going to love every minute of it, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of write-ups in this record with very, kind of what you just said, equating it to a lot of old, of that old American rock and roll sound of the Seegers and that kind of land of recording. So,
well, it comes out this Friday. Wild World is the album. You can pre-order the CD. You got a vinyl pressing on this, which is really cool as well, and a lot of great merch all available at kipmoore.net. But when Joe Smith found out, they're like, have you heard where Kip is quarantining for the last couple of months? This just sounds so cool. So please tell us about it.
Yeah, me and a couple of friends of mine built a lodge here probably 2.5 years ago called Bedrock, in the heart of some of the best rock climbing in the world, at the Red. And it houses about 28 people a night. We did a lot of upgrades to it during the quarantine. We put like a hot tub and a sauna, and we made this incredible fire pit out there and put in a bunch of evergreen trees. And it's a total little utopian place. And we just kind of opened back up for business last week, and we had a good little number of people in there a couple nights ago.
Okay, Kip, I have a question for you. If you were deserted on a desert island and you could only take one of the following, what would it be? Rock climbing, a surfboard, or a guitar?
Give me a surfboard.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah, if there were waves out front, that would be, it'd be tough not to pick a guitar. Oof. But I think I'd probably go with the surfboard, to be honest.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So how far are you from Nashville as we speak?
4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, four hours.
Well, the website's great, too. A Bedrock at the Red, if folks want to find out about it as well. But the cool part about it is, I think even if you're not a rock climber, even if you like nature and just getting out on trails, it would be an amazing getaway.
Yeah. You know, the people that just stay there, we had about 10 guests of the night. And there's so much of this usually when it's open, you know, full time. It's just lots of hikers, lots of cyclists. We had a yoga retreat last week. So we got kind of all, it started out mainly climbers, and now it's kind of, it's just got all different walks of life. Just want to come and get away and have a little, you know, want to go hike and do stuff here at the Red.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned the new record comes out on Friday. When you've recorded it the way you recorded it, as you've done so many things in your life, the one thing you're probably itching to do is go play this music for the people. And obviously, a lot of things have been put on hold. What does the rest of your year look like? Have you rescheduled? Is everything kind of in a limbo, or do you kind of have a game plan?
We're definitely in a major limbo right now. It's a crazy time. You know, I mean, I've done some Instagram live stuff, you know, two or three times. It's definitely not something that I hope is the new norm. Mm-hmm. You know, I miss, you know, as an entertainer, the beauty in it is every night is different. The heart of the crowd moves different through the night, and you have to be able to adjust on the fly and read that crowd. A lot of times I'll see artists just whatever their set list is, they have to stick to it. That might be because they're on the time computer, you know, rise thing or, but you know, with a lot of bands that are all like completely live, that's the beauty is you have to be prepared for moments in the energy of the crowd changing, not only night by night, but it's minute by minute throughout a show. And that's where the fun part comes. So you can't really feel that when you're doing a live stream. You don't know what's happening on the other end.
Well, the beauty of that, too, is it rewards fans who go see you more than once. Because I've seen artists several times on a tour, and if I've seen them two or three times, if I've memorized the set list, it kind of takes some of the fun out of it, which is the joy of seeing Dylan or Tom Petty or Springsteen back in the day. It's like you don't know what you're going to get.
100%. You know, and I feel like we've always kind of been that way as a band, so... we pride ourselves on that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that we get back to that soon. I'm not ready to give up on touring yet. I've actually got some shows booked for August, and we'll see if they hold up.
Yeah. You were taking some good folks out on the road with you too.
Yeah, man, it was going to be a good time. It was going to be a really good time. And that's the bummer of the whole thing. But, you know, I try to put things in perspective and know that there's a lot of people that have really been hit hard in a lot of ways and lost their small businesses. And there's people that have been, you know, kind of stuck in a bad situation at home. So me feeling sorry for myself more than 2 seconds, you know, I got that out of the way quick and was just like, all right, how do I make the best of this situation? So that's what we're trying to do right now.
Yeah. We got about 30 seconds. Quick, tell us about 7 Days at the Rock, a documentary that premieres Thursday on Outside TV.
Yeah. So we started filming pieces out in the California desert, playing these songs acoustic, and trying to bring them to the bare essentials of the root of the song and giving them a whole new spin, a whole new meaning. And we were going to continue to do that with our tour in Australia and Japan, but then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So we came to Bedrock and we kind of had to start from scratch what we were going to do for this documentary plan to promote the record. And it's special. It just really taps into the essential of what the record is, which is finding joy in simplicity. And, you know, with the song like Wild World that you were talking about earlier, you know, it's just kind of documenting the 7 days here that my filmmaker was here and what COVID kind of does to us in a mental space and rearranging where our heart lies and the joy in that.
Well, we can't wait to see it. Can't wait to have you back in studio, my friend. The new record out on Friday. That is Kip Moore. Thank you for hanging with us for a few minutes.
Take care, guys. Be easy. Later.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattis. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.